Picture a Dornier 228 sitting on a runway at Cotswold Airport in England. It's an ordinary 19-seat commuter turboprop. Boxy, utilitarian, the kind of airplane that hauls people to islands and oil platforms and gravel strips all over the world, except the left engine is gone. In its place is a stack of hydrogen fuel cells and an electric motor. And on a January morning in 2023, that airplane rolled down the runway and lifted off, flying on one conventional engine and one that produced nothing out the back but water vapor? I'm Vector. This is Cleared Direct on Radio Hangar. And today we are going to talk about the company that flew it, ZeroAvia, and the much bigger bet underneath that flight. The bet that the future of electric aviation is not batteries at all. It's hydrogen. Let's break this down. Before we get into the chemistry, a quick word from the people helping keep this segment in the air. This one is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones in a flying life. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI. The whole journey, one coin at a time. They're beautifully made and built to last. The kind of thing you actually want sitting on your desk. AviationSoul.com. All right, hydrogen electric. What does that even mean? Here's the thing most people get wrong right away. When they hear hydrogen, they picture a rocket, they picture combustion, they picture something burning. That is not what we're talking about. A hydrogen electric powertrain, the kind ZeroAvia is building, does not burn anything. At the heart of it is a fuel cell, and a fuel cell is one of the most elegant devices in all of engineering. So let me walk you through it. You take hydrogen gas, stored in a tank. You take oxygen, which you get for free out of the air. You bring them together across a special membrane. And instead of exploding, which is what your gut tells you should happen, they combine in a controlled electrochemical reaction. Hydrogen goes in one side, oxygen the other, and the electrons are forced to travel around through a circuit to get where they want to go. That flow of electrons is electricity, the only byproduct, the only thing that comes out the tailpipe is water, warm water vapor. That's it. That electricity then spins an electric motor, and the motor turns a propeller. So the propeller is electric, exactly like a battery airplane. The difference is entirely in where the electricity comes from. A battery stores electricity. A fuel cell makes it on board in real time, as long as you keep feeding it hydrogen. Here's the analogy I like. A battery electric airplane is like a flashlight. You charge it up, and when it's dead, and you have to plug it back in. A hydrogen electric airplane is more like a little power plant you carry with you. As long as there's fuel in the tank, it keeps generating. And that distinction is the whole reason ZeroAvia exists. So why does this matter to us as pilots? Why not just use batteries and be done with it? Two words, energy density. The data tells an interesting story here, and it's a brutal one for batteries. Take a modern lithium battery pack, the best you can buy today, and compare it pound for pound against jet fuel. Jet fuel holds somewhere around 40 to 50 times more usable energy for the same weight, 40 to 50 times. That is not a gap you close with a clever software update. That is physics, and it is the single reason every pure battery airplane flying today is small, light, and short-legged. We talked on an earlier show about the trainers and the little two-seaters. They work, they're real, but you cannot scale a battery up to fly 19 people 250 miles, because the battery to do that would weigh more than the airplane. Hydrogen sits in a fascinating middle ground. By weight, hydrogen is spectacular. It holds about 3 times the energy of jet fuel per pound. Per pound, it is the most energy-dense fuel we have. Here's what most people miss, though. Per pound is only half the equation. The other half is per cubic foot. And by volume, hydrogen is a disaster. It's the lightest element in the universe. So even when you compress it to 700 atmospheres or chill it into a liquid at 420 degrees below 0 Fahrenheit, it still takes up roughly 4 times the space of the equivalent jet fuel. That's the catch. The fuel itself barely weighs anything, but the tanks to hold it are big, and they're heavy, and they eat cabin volume. So the engineering problem for a company like ZeroAvia isn't really the fuel cell. Fuel cells are well understood. We've flown them on spacecraft since the Gemini and Apollo days. The problem is everything around the fuel cell, the tanks, the plumbing, the cooling, and weight. Always wait. Let me tell you who's actually building this, because ZeroAvia is not 2 people in a garage. The company was founded in 2017 by a former engineer named Val Miftikov, who'd previously built an electric vehicle charging company and sold it. He's a pilot. He bought a Part 23 airplane, looked at the electric aviation landscape, and concluded batteries would never get regional aircraft off the ground. So he went hydrogen. They started small, retrofitting a six-seat Piper Malibu with a hydrogen-electric powertrain and flying it around 2020. Then they scaled up to that Dornier 228 I opened with, a 19-seat class of airplane, one engine swapped for hydrogen-electric, the other left conventional as a safety backup. They flew it more than a dozen times through 2023, under an experimental permit from the British Civil Aviation Authority. And here's the part that tells you this is serious. The order book, airlines and leasing companies have placed provisional orders and reservations for something on the order of 2,000 of these powertrains. American Airlines put money in, United put money in. Alaska Air Group has been flying the flag for it too. The engine they're certifying first is called the ZA600, a 600 kilowatt hydrogen electric powertrain aimed at that 9 to 19 seat commuter class. After that comes a bigger one, the ZA2000, targeting the 40 to 80 seat regional turboprops, the ATRs and the Dash 8s of the world. That's the promise. Now let's be honest about the problems, because I promised you balanced and hype without caveats is not what we do on the show. Problem one, where does the hydrogen come from? Because here's the uncomfortable truth. Most hydrogen produced on Earth today is what's called gray hydrogen. It's made by cracking natural gas, and that process dumps carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. So if you fly a hydrogen airplane on gray hydrogen, you haven't actually solved the emissions problem. You've just moved it from the airport to a chemical plant somewhere upwind. The clean version is green hydrogen, made by running renewable electricity through water and splitting it apart. Zero carbon, genuinely clean. But green hydrogen today is expensive, and it is not produced anywhere near the volume that a fleet of airplanes would need. That supply chain barely exists. Building it is a national-scale infrastructure project, not an aviation project. Problem two, the airport. Think about what your local field actually has. A fuel truck, a tank of Jet A, a tank of 100 low lead. That's the whole logistics chain, and it took a century to build. Now imagine every one of those airports needs cryogenic hydrogen storage, liquid hydrogen at 420 below, specialized trucks, specialized handling, crews trained on a fuel that leaks through gaps a normal gas can't, and that burns with a flame you almost can't see in daylight. That is a genuinely hard rollout, and it's why the smart money says hydrogen shows up first on fixed routes between a small number of equipped airports, not everywhere at once. Problem three, certification and the honest timeline. ZeroAvia has been telling the market it expects to have that ZA600 powertrain certified and entering service in the mid-2020s. Take that with the same grain of salt you take every timeline in this industry. Certifying a brand new propulsion architecture with the FAA and its European counterpart is one of the hardest things you can do in aviation. There is no existing rulebook written specifically for a hydrogen fuel cell driving a propeller. Regulators are writing it as they go alongside the company, and that always takes longer than the press release says. So where does that leave us? Here's my honest read. Hydrogen electric is not vaporware. Real airplanes have flown. Real money is behind it. The physics genuinely works in a way that pure batteries never will for anything bigger than a light airplane. On the fundamental question, can you make clean electricity on board and turn a propeller with it? The answer is yes, demonstrated, done. But the airplane was never the hard part. The hard part is the hydrogen, making it clean, making it cheap, moving it, storing it, and pumping it into an airplane at a field near you. That's a 15 and 20 year story, not a 2 year one. And anyone who tells you different is selling something. What I'd watch if you want to track this yourself is not the next flashy test flight. Watch the boring stuff. Watch who signs the first real airport fuel supply deal. Watch which regulator publishes the first actual certification basis for a fuel cell powertrain. That's where you'll see whether this becomes an industry or stays a very impressive science project. My thanks to ZeroAvia for the flight test data, to the reporting in Flying Magazine and AveWeb that's tracked this program closely, and to the FAA and the British Civil Aviation Authority for the certification picture. There's more from the show at RadioHangar.com if you want it. That Dornier flew on water vapor and a very big idea. Whether the idea can outfly the physics of moving hydrogen around the planet, that's the real test, and it hasn't been passed yet. I'm Vector. Keep asking how it works.